podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. Those of you that are watching, Jake had to go to the bathroom, so you won't hear from him in a while. But for those of you that are listening, I am going to just kind of set us up here and give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Mention High School Hoops, get $400 off. Coach Collins mentioned $400 off. It's the best shooting machine on the market. Not only innovative technology, customer service, everything. So mention them. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I can't imagine a better time to jump in, get mentored, find resources. I don't even know if I told Coach this, but I'm kind of doing a daily vlog, just a couple minutes of me on a phone, and I'm putting it on TeachHoops. I haven't done today's yet, so I'll have to do that at some point, but just kind of following the journey. Interesting, and some behind the scenes stuff and coaches meetings and things like that. Anyway, so it's kind of cool. You want to follow a high school coach? I'm thinking I might try to do it all year, like 365 days. Let's see if it lasts. It takes more time to actually upload the video than to do the video, but
that's
anyway,
how it goes though.
It is. So all right, what's today's topic? Hey, hold on, one other thing that we don't normally do. Hey, go down, leave a review. 5-star review. We love those for High School Hoops. We want to move up the charts for High School Hoops. So go over and leave a review. 5-star. So go do that. All right. Go ahead, Coach.
Well, we had one topic. We're going to go to that next week. But because this other topic just kind of used for the moment, we talked about your half court offense. And you said after 30 years, you said you finally figured out the key secret to teaching screening. So I'm looking forward to hearing this today. Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna try to explain it virtually, but anyway, so the problem, and we'll just talk in general about my team, but the issue with my team is the screener is not getting there, and the person coming off the screen is moving before they get to the set screener, so it's literally an interchange. It's not a screen.
There's no timing and brushing off his shoulder.
There's no timing. So basically when you come off a screen, you can do three things. You can curl off this screen. You can flare or go, we refer to as high, or you can slice and go low. So you have curl, high, low. Those are the only three things you can basically do off the screen, right? You know, high can be a pop or a flare, different things, but there's really only three things you can do off a screen. You can go curl, high, low. Okay, general terms, but easy for my guys to remember.
Right.
And good for you. And if you're coaching, good for you. So here, I learned this from another coach, is the easiest way to learn to do the reads and to make sure people are set is that when you are coming off the screen, you have to stop at the screen. So you are facing opposite direction. So your friend is coming straight at you and is stopped and is set to screen. You should be facing the other direction. So if he's facing you, you're facing the other way. The butts are going the other direction. You should stop there. Because if you're, and then you make one straight long line. Because if you stop, then you can read. And again, we talk about game leakage. When I make them stop in practice, they're only going to stop 75% of the time in the game, right? But basically, you know, I'm facing this way, you'd be facing the other, and I'd stop. And then if you're on my butt, I'm going to curl you. If you're below, I'm going to flare, go high. If you're wide, I'm going to flip low. So it allows the person coming off the screen to read it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think that it also, what happens, and I've watched your team, is we often screen and we're always going at the same pace, right?
Yes.
We're going to screen and we're really just, it's almost like a carousel, right? We're just doing this. When you stop, that changes the speed. And then you're able to go hard one direction or another, which allows that person to get open.
Yes.
And also to allow that person that just gave you the screen to read off of it. So then it really becomes a change of direction and speed, which then increases your screening action.
That's a good point. I got to make that in practice too, coach. That's a great point, because if you watch NBA guys, we were just talking about Wesley playing for the Bucks. If you watch NBA guys, like even if you watch Steph Curry, he walks a lot.
He does.
But then you don't know when he's going to stop walking. So the offense, as an offensive player, you have the advantage. You can go, what I say is 15 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour, 90 miles an hour, 12 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour. You got to change pace because you know you're going to do that. The defender doesn't.
I mean, you can really, you know, I think you teach kids is like when you attack and you make a basketball move, do you just walk afterwards? Or you're changing your speed. And that's how you got to treat it. Like you got to treat it like you would go to the rim, right? You're going to slow that guy down and then you're going to make your move and you're going to go to the rim, right? And I think often when I watch a lot of these teams right now, high school, everybody's going at the same speed the whole time.
I think that's an interesting, we didn't talk about this before we came on, but I think that's an interesting pivot as far as if we want them to change pace, we have to teach them how to change pace.
Right.
So that's an interesting deep dive. I think you and I will have to think about, like, how do you teach them to go at different speeds? Because I don't know if they know what that feels like.
I don't think it does, but I think it's where something in your practices and your drills, you know, a lot of time we want to get lots of reps, but we also want to get reps that are like game-like. So teaching them, you know,
yeah, I think that's that'd be a great small-sided thing. That'd be a great 2-on-2, 3-on-3, half-change pace. You know, yeah, maybe you're.
And I did that when I was running the swing a lot. I would do a lot of 2v2 action, and out of the different screens, we would do 2v2 and play. So whether we were working on the up screen, so it was an up screen action into 2v2. Whether it was the flex screen into a 2v2 action, and so we were constantly reading off that screen and evaluating our speeds and reads off those certain screens. Now it becomes even more challenging when you run like a read in your app because it is a free motion offense.
Right.
And so like you could do, there's so much that can happen.
Right.
You know,
I think so too. As soon as we get off this podcast, it's going to be a deep dive for me. I think that's where I got to teach them. I think the screening is coming.
Think even if the screens aren't good, and the change in pace and the purpose of where your action is going is still going to make your half court offense better.
Right.
And the screening will come and the body contact will come. But if you can get your kids to change angles, to change space, and then with purpose, right, you're still going to get open looks.
This game is all angles. The more this 18 months of the pandemic has basically shown me defense is angles, offense is angles. It's all angles. It's geometry, people. Basketball is math. There we go. All right. Anything else, coach?
No, this is a great discussion.
That's a great. I'm literally going to deep dive into this. All right. See ya.
Yep. Sports Social Podcast Network.